Good morning and praise the Lord, dearly beloved, and to the church in thy house. God's word for today, 2 Samuel chapter 24, beginning in verse 1. And again the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and he moved David against them to say, Go, number Israel and Judah. For the king said to Joab, the captain of the host which was with him, Go now through all the tribes of Israel, from Dan even to Beersheba, and number ye the people, that I may know the number of the people. And Joab said unto the king, Now the Lord thy God add unto the people, how many soever they be, an hundredfold, and that the eyes of my lord the king may see it. But why doth my lord the king delight in this thing? Notwithstanding, the king's word prevailed against Joab and against the captains of the host. And Joab and the captains of the host went out from the presence of the king to number the people of Israel. And they passed over Jordan and pitched in Aroer on the right side of the city that lieth in the midst of the river Gad and toward Jazer. And they came to Gilead and to the land of Tobeth Hachi. And they came to Dan Jon and about to Zidon. And it came to the stronghold of Tyre and to all the cities of the Hivites and of the Canaanites, and they went out of the south of Judah even to Beersheba. And when they had gone through all the land, they came to Jerusalem at the end of 9 months and 20 days. And Joab gave up the sum of the number of the people unto the king, and there were in Israel 800,000 valiant men that drew the sword, and the men of Judah were 500,000 men. And David's heart smote him after he had numbered the people. And David said unto the Lord, I have sinned greatly in that I have done. And now I beseech thee, O Lord, take away the iniquity of thy servant, for I have done very foolishly. For when David was come up in the morning, the word of the Lord came unto the prophet Gad, David's seer, saying, Go and say unto David, Thus saith the Lord, I offer thee three things. Choose thee one of them, that I may do it unto thee. So Gad came to David and told him and said unto him, Shall 7 years of famine come upon thee in thy land? Or wilt thou flee 3 months before thine enemies while they pursue thee? Or that there be 3 days' pestilence in thy land? Now advise and see what answer I shall return to him that sent me. And David said unto Gad, I am in a great strait. Let us fall now into the hand of the Lord, for his mercies are great, and let me not fall into the hand of man. So the Lord sent a pestilence upon Israel from morning even unto the time appointed, and there died of the people from Dan even to Beersheba 70,000 men. And when the angel stretched out his hand upon Jerusalem to destroy it, the Lord repented him of the evil and said to the angel that destroyed the people, It is enough. Stay now thine hand. And the angel of the Lord was by the threshing place of Aroth, the Aruna, the Jebusite. And David spake unto the Lord when he saw the angel that smote the people and said, Lo, I have sinned and I have done wickedly, but these sheep, what have they done? Let thine hand, I pray thee, be against me and against my father's house. And Gad came down to David and said unto him, Go up and rear an altar unto the Lord in the threshing floor of Arana, the Jebusite. And David, according to the saying of Gad, went up as the Lord commanded. And Arahuna looked and saw the king and his servants coming on toward him. And Arahuna went out and bowed himself before the king on his face toward the ground. And Arauna said, Wherefore is my lord the king come to his servant? And David said, To buy the threshing floor of thee, to build an altar unto the Lord, that plague may be stayed from the people. And Arauna said unto David, Let my lord the king take and offer up what seemeth good unto him. Behold, there be oxen for burnt sacrifice and the threshing floor instruments and other instruments of the oxen for wood. And these things did Arauna as a king gave unto the king. And Arauna said unto the king, The Lord thy God accept thee. And the king said unto Araunah, Nay, but I will surely buy it of thee at a price. Neither will I offer burnt offerings unto the Lord my God of that which doth cost me nothing. So David bought the threshing floor and the oxen for 50 shekels of silver. And David built there an altar unto the Lord and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings. So the Lord was entreated for the land, and the plague was stayed from Israel. We can learn here that God does not appreciate boasting and bragging. And we follow through with God's commands and desires, and we make reparations for violations of the rule of God, he will turn away the indignation imposed upon humanity. As with the current indignation, pestilence, COVID-19, and inclement weather, like these snowstorms can be turned away or not do as much damage and harm if repentance and sacrifice pleases God. When I stood before God at the end of my life, I would hope that I would not have a single bit of talent left and could say, I used everything you gave me. Love God, love others, and love yourself again today. Let us pray. All wise and eternal God, in the name of Jesus the Christ, again this morning we give you thanks, praise, honor, and glory for your goodness and for your mercy. Thank you for the opportunity, God, to see the dawning of this new day with the saints of our mind, the activity of our limbs. And I pray, God, that you will continue to move by your spirit in our life, forgiving us anywhere and everywhere we failed in word, in deed, or in thought. But you will allow love, joy, peace, and happiness to fill our lives, and let healing, deliverance, prosperity, and salvation overtake us as we go, realizing, God, again this morning that you're God and you're God alone. It's you that have made us and not we ourselves. It's you that have chosen us, not that we chose you. God, because it was not in our nature to do so. But out of your love, your kindness, your mercy, and your compassion, you've done what you've done. You've looked beyond our faults and our flaws, and you've brought us into this, thy holy kingdom, and for that we say thank you. And for those that have not yet acknowledged the fact that they don't know and they don't know that they don't know the intended purpose of the gospel of Christ, and that is to help bring us out of darkness into the light that you've created for the righteous. Help us, God, to share our testimonies that we too once were there, that we thought we knew too. But when you stepped into our lives like you have, as Paul said, when you decided to reveal your son in him, he came to a reality that he never understood. And the same has happened with us, and we hope that by us, others will come to the same understanding that you will choose them and get them out of darkness and bring them into this marvelous light. And for that, we give you thanks, praise, honor, and glory, because we know that only you can do it. And thank you, thank you, thank you. We ask you, God, that if you'd be so kind again this morning, look on all your pastors, preachers, and teachers of the gospel, to refresh them, Lord God, that they'll stand and preach and teach with clarity, with understanding, God, with purpose, pride, dignity, and diligence, the intended purpose of the gospel of Christ, and they'll do it without fear, favoritism, or compromise. God, for clarity and for understanding, to let humanity know that you're waiting for them to repent and turn from their wicked ways, God, and seek you, and you will look into their hearts, and when their hearts are right, you will bring them out of the darkness and the lack of understanding that they're in into this marvelous light that you have created for the righteous. And for that, we give you thanks, praise, honor, and glory. We ask you, Lord God, again today to look on all those that are sick, whether they're in hospitals or whether they're at home in their bed sick. God, get them out of their sick beds if you'd be so kind and back on their feet like only you can. We ask you, God, if you'd be so kind again today to look on those that have made decisions out of their own understanding and their feelings and their emotions. Lord, they did not acknowledge you when they had to make a decision. God, moving forward, now it has them in a dark place. But as they repent and ask you, God, to help them restore, God, their going and get them back on the right path in life. Bring about some restoration, Lord God, if you'd be so kind. To those that have lost their self-sufficiency, Lord, because of this great army that you've turned loose in the land because of rebellion, disrespect, and disobedience. God, and hear the cry of the righteous, particularly those of the household of faith. Bring about restoration, Lord, like only you can, that others can see, that they will turn their hearts in the name of Jesus the Christ. We ask you further, Lord, God, to strengthen the hearts of all those that are in bereavement, that as they move forward, Lord God, that you will strengthen their hearts and cause them to believe even in a greater sense. Bless the every home as will be to be a God presence home by praying and reading your word together as a family unit in every home, everywhere, every day, at least at some point, God, in the name of Jesus the Christ. We ask you, Lord God, that to continue to look on everyone that seek you in sincerity and in truth, to baptize them with your spirit, that will have the indwelling of the Christ of God, so that on the day that the Lord Jesus shall stand in the clouds and shall shout out for the righteous, we'll be able to hear his voice, rising from the grave and getting with those that are alive and remain on the earth that day to go and meet the Lord in the air. And this is our hope, for we shall forever be with the Lord. In the name of Jesus the Christ, I pray. Amen, and thank you, God, and I believe it so. Remember, things aren't as bad as they seem. Nothing can happen to you today that God and you can't handle. If you keep telling yourself, I'm healed, I'm delivered, I'm prosperous, and I'm saved right now, God will manifest it in your life. So you go well, be obedient, and be safe.